All right, we're in the middle of Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. We're finishing up Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. The Mechaber in Siv Kimmel says, "Vim Koveya Lipton Sudaso Ala Peiros." If you are Koveya Suda on the fruit, meaning the fruit is the main part of your meal after the bread, it's not just acting as an appetizer or acting as a dessert or something like that. Then Havulei Peiros Kidvarim Habay Machmas Asuda. Then the fruit are something which is considered part of the meal. Afilo Mochal Mei Peiros Betchila Suda. So below Pas Ainu Varichol of Nemel Alachareim. Therefore, even if you eat it without bread, you don't need to make a bracha on it because it becomes the main part of the suda, so it changes its status. But there are some who disagree because they hold that still, it still remains as a fruit, and fruit you always need to make a bracha on in the middle of a meal. So therefore, like we said before, the best thing for you to do is to make sure that the peiros, that you have bread along with the fruit, and that will cover you, so it'll get you out of all issues. Even if you don't eat bread at the end of the fruit, since this is a special case where this is your suda, the fruit, so as long as you had it in beforehand, you're going to be fine. Siv dalet, afal pi shelo ayo be'er zavana b'shal she'barach al hapas. Even if the fruit wasn't in front of you when you made the bracha on the bread, kevan delabis hapas heim bo'im einam tunim bracha klal. Since that becomes the main part of your suda, you don't need to make a bracha on it, even if it wasn't in front of you. Siv hei, imachar she'barach al hapas shal chalo mebeis achayrim. If after you made a bracha on the bread, all of a sudden someone brings food from outside of the house to be part of this meal. You didn't know that this food was coming. It came out of nowhere during the middle of your meal. Even if it's something that you normally eat as part of a meal, you need to make a bracha on it because it's like something that you didn't know you were going to eat. And anytime it's something you didn't know you were going to eat, you need to make a bracha on it. If it was something that is like fruit or something, so for sure you need to make a bracha on it. But here, even something which is normally part of a meal, you need to make a bracha on it if they brought it from outside of the house, because there's no way for you to know that it was going to come. Some say, though, that this is not true. The Rama says, "Lo re'isi nisarim b'zeh." We don't really aren't careful with this. Efshar the time of the stam daza adam al komasha mevi'in lo besuda. And it could be because any time you sit down to eat a meal, you have in mind, stam das is, whatever someone brings me to eat, I'm going to end up eating. So therefore, it really is included, even if you didn't realize that it was going to come. That's the end of Kavayin Zayin. So just a point about dessert, that we said, fruit, you have to make a bracha on if it's a dessert, and candy and ice cream, you need to make a bracha on, because those are all not suda foods. The question was, what about cake? So the general rule when it comes to cake is that if it's cake like bread, so then cake like bread, you wouldn't need to make a bracha on. It will be included with the hamotzi that you made. But if it's something like apple pie or something where it has all that filling and it's very sweetened, so then you might need to make a bracha on it. So in order to get out of this suffix, what many say to do is to have in mind when you make the hamotzi originally that it should cover whatever you have for dessert. So then this gets you out of all shilas and you would not need to make a bracha on the dessert in the end.